Oh, no. What the hell was that, Arkansas? If you just missed it, still, I can't believe it. Arkansas just fell to mighty Memphis. And I don't know how you could have missed it. I mean, it's not official yet, but Arkansas just gave that damn game away. They were marching, could have won the football game. Then they fumbled. And even worse, this pathetic-ass defense, which was just garbage all day. I'm looking up the statistics while I bash them here. But defense had an opportunity, had him stuffed. Memphis had a backup quarterback in, completely stuffed his ass. Yet the lack of effort, lack of tackling, extended Memphis drive, and it's over. Fire Juracek, fire Pittman. Who are we going to get in here? This is awful. This is dog shit. God damn it, I'm pissed. This just makes the whole league look bad when you lose to freaking Memphis, Arkansas. Come on. This is pathetic. This is pathetic. So I don't even want to hear anymore about what a nice guy Sam Pittman is. I do like him, but he's got to go. He's got to go. Who are we going to get in here? John Gruden, Alex Golish? I don't care. It's going to be an upgrade. And I don't really, maybe Bobby Petrino interim, give him a shot. But if you can't beat friggin' Memphis, again, I haven't updated this. Notre Dame's going to kick our ass. Good Lord, Tennessee's going to whoop our ass. A&M, they always whoop our ass. I don't care how bad Auburn is. They're going to whoop our ass. Mississippi State, they're improved. They'll whoop our ass. LSU, Texas, they'll all whoop. We'll beat Missouri. How about that? We'll beat Missouri and go 3-9. Best case scenario for Arkansas, 3-9. And that's if they can beat Missouri. And I just saying that to piss him off. But no, they'll probably go 2-10. You know who's not 2-10? JR, even on a damn emergency show. Showing up, we appreciate you, JR. I hope you're as pissed as we are, because I know you're a dog, but when Arkansas shits the bed like this, it makes us all look bad, including you, JR, especially that man, Cousin Shane, looks bad.
No, what's bad is that defense. Oh, my God. I've never seen a defense that bad in SEC football. I mean, it's unreal. And
I've seen some that are worse, but not this year.
Running backs just carrying defensive linemen around like it's nothing. Nobody's even tackling. They're just lowering the shoulder and praying to God they get them on the football field. It's embarrassing, man. Absolutely. And Talon's out here fighting for his damn life, and he ain't gonna survive, Mike. As many hits as he took today, I'd be surprised if he makes it another two or three games.
Hey, here's one thing that bothers me. Shout out, Bobby. I appreciate the donation. Offensive pass interference. That's a legit complaint.
Mm-hmm.
But the Talon Green touchdown run, where the receiver clearly held the guy. I don't understand why the media is and the fans are like, what a bullshit call. I mean, you can't yank at the That was a clear holding. So we got to let that go. And we can't sit here and say one holding call costs us a damn. You should never be in a position where one holding call cost you a game against Memphis. It didn't. Right. What cost you is Mike Washington fumble the ball. What cost you is Talon Green multiple turnovers. What cost you is a dog shit defense that can't stop the Memphis off. I mean, God, Memphis quarterback is awful, Shane. Yet he threw for like 200 yards on you. He 199 on 15 of 30. He wouldn't be third string in the SEC.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. The announcers kept telling me Memphis was going to cost them a playoff. You know, I don't know if you knew this, Mike, but damn, they got a pretty good shot at it because they whooped up on Arkansas. Dude, when they got one possession at the end of the game, I knew. We knew. We all knew exactly how this thing was going to end, and that was in heartbreak. They had a chance, man. The drive before last, I told you this was going to be the most pivotal drive of the game.
Yeah.
If they would have scored, the game would have been over. But when they didn't, you just knew it. And you felt it in that stadium. You felt it on that sideline. There's a lot of give up in this football team right now, Mike.
I'm giving up. I've gave up on Sam Pittman. Are you gave up on him?
I'm out. I love Sam. Oh my God, I love him. But no, he's done. He should not make it. He shouldn't make it back to Arkansas.
So what do we do here, Shane? We hire a proven G5. Do we hire a coordinator? Do we hire John Gruden? What's the play here? Goalish.
I like splash, man. If it's me, honestly, we love offense, right? We love what Bobby P was able to do, and it just. We just couldn't get on defense. So I feel like you can't really go back to a conservative guy. I feel like we need to go. Goalish is a name that I like. It's a game that a name that'll be on a lot of short list at the end of the season.
How about Syracuse coach Fran Brown, who's kicking Clemson's ass right now?
I like the shit talking too. Did you see that when they were talking about coming against Ross? He's like, I will find you. I will whoop you. So that's the kind of coach I need. I need a fiery guy. I need a guy that can recruit like hell. And I need a guy that can bring some explosive plays back to Arkansas, which they have been doing here lately.
Yeah, and I haven't even mentioned this, Shane. Shout out Alex Mitchell here. After the 2-minute timeout, so you know you got a commercial, you literally get 5 minutes to figure out what you're going to do. Yeah. Arkansas ran 12 men out in the damn huddle and got flagged. Now that didn't necessarily kill him, but that just shows the ineptitude of the Arkansas coaching staff that you got 12 players. Coming out there, critical situation after a timeout, TV timeout.
Yeah.
I mean, it's complete horseshit.
It always felt like it was Sam Pittman's last year. I just can't believe we're saying that after a Memphis loss, you know?
Shout out Ollie. He's got a terrific question. Can Arkansas save Kentucky from a buyout hire Mark Stoops?
Sight unseen, you know?
Just do like a trade or something, you know?
Oh, man. I feel bad for Razorback fans because you were so close a couple years ago. It felt like we were kind of getting back in the mix, and now we're just – we have failed so far, man. You've got to. This is – with the money that's coming into the SEC, there's no reason that Arkansas cannot have success, no matter what their AD is saying out here.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you said that, Shane, because I wanted to ask you. So who's had the worst week, Sam Pittman or Hunter Yurecek?
I think Sam, you saw it on the sideline. He knows. He knows. Everybody knows. So Hunter's like, see, I told you. Well, I was wrong. I thought we'd be competitive in the SEC, but we're definitely not ready for national championships.
Apparently Maryland's whooping Wisconsin. Does that make Bama look bad?
I've gone around. I mean, I'm looking at the Clemson game. I'm like, damn, LSU may not be as good as I thought either. So,
Michael Dunlap, appreciate you. Beers are flowing. Clemson losing. Let's have a day. Go, Cox. Hey, we haven't spoke since Caden Green officially ruled out for Missouri. Outstanding left tackle. Going up against South Carolina, Dylan Stewart.
Yeah.
Are you losing any confidence at all? You said Missouri's going to whoop South Carolina's ass. Mm-hmm. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there. My locks don't lose, Mike. Now, if it was 24, I'd be a little worried. But, no, I feel pretty damn good about that one. I feel pretty good about this Oklahoma game. We're going to have some damn ball games today, brother.
Mm. Is this the worst loss of the SEC, or is it still Bama, Florida State?
Bama, Florida State was absolutely embarrassing. So I would say that one, and then definitely this one in the second. Because, again, don't forget, Memphis is a college football playoff team, Mike. So let's not – I mean, Arkansas is supposed to lose these type games. It was just crazy to me that you can make that conversation, like these guys deserve in the playoffs because they beat Arkansas. Your coach is literally getting fired for this game. But, yeah, we should talk about them in the playoffs. They're wasting a spot. No G5 should be in a college football playoff.
Bobby Petrino, interim coach tomorrow?
Yeah. Hey, and brother, if it happens, can Bobby P win this job? I know it sounds crazy.
Mm-mm.
No? Okay. Yeah.
We need new blood in here.
All right, I'm just saying.
I mean, he's a hell of an offensive coordinator.
What do you think the over-under in Tennessee-Arkansas game will be?
It's probably going to be in the 70s.
Yeah, it'd be up there, man. Maybe more than that.
Billy Napier to Arkansas.
Make it happen, Captain. I mean, they always take their quarterbacks. Might as well take their coaches, right?
Razor Bass says Bobby P 100% can win the job.
I'm just saying. We've seen this. Interim comes in. We have a couple of marquee wins. We get excited about Bobby P. All he needs is a coordinator. You know, we do the same dance, and next thing you know, we got Bobby coming back next year.
Hey, appreciate you, Jesse. It's been a long week without you. The Gamecocks are even back, Shane. They're feeling confident. I'm telling you, South Carolina has got Missouri on upset alert, I think.
You're crazy. That's crazy.
How about Dan Mullen, Arkansas?
Wouldn't hate it, but it's recruiting for me, man. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying Dan can't recruit, but I'm kind of saying we need somebody that has the ability to light a fire on that recruiting trail.
You know who it is?
Who?
Jerry Jones. That's all this is. Donations, yeah. Baby. Get Dan Mullen, get Jerry Jones, get some of these big money people to throw money behind the roster. You don't have to recruit if it's all money.
Just put his ass on the sideline. He'll get you a show, you know. I guarantee you, Jerry, if he ain't coaching, but if he were there, like if he completely bought into Arkansas,
yeah,
Arkansas would be a top five program.
John Summerall, is he ready to call the Hogs?
That ultimately should be the best option out there, in my opinion.
Better than Gruden?
Yeah, better than Gruden.
Yeah.
Well, I think, yes. Play calling, absolutely.
Gruden is 1,000% hype.
Yeah, but that's one thing that you see have success in this day and age, you know, is that hype. At least turning a program around quickly. So if you want Arkansas to be back on the map, I think Gruden does it quicker, but I think Summerall actually has a chance to win championships.
I'd rather have a good coach.
Yeah.
Than hype.
Yeah. Yeah.
But hey, I'll sign up for hype all day long and we'll do a coaching search in 2 years. It'll be fun again. You know what?
We talk about this is the new Urban Meyer, you know? Oh shit. Yeah.
Is the game started?
Yeah. Yeah, and it looks good for my pick.
Okay. Anything else for we end this emergency?
No,
I mean, I'm just devastated. Does it happen on Sunday?
Yeah, I think a rumor flies tonight. So if stay close to your Arkansas sources, and as soon as I get a text, I'm going to let you know. I feel like I'm not saying the U-Haul's in the driveway yet, but definitely. What's their schedule? What do they got after this?
Arkansas?
Better not be a bye week.
I went through it here. I said best case 3-9 after losing this game. Notre Dame. At home, at Tennessee, A&M at home, Auburn at home, Mississippi State at home, at LSU, at Texas, Missouri at home. I mean, who the hell are they beating?
Nobody.
I said Missouri.
Of course you did. You troll.
But they're going to lose the rest of them, you know?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Hey, I appreciate everybody jumping on here. We're going to close it down and jump on to a live feed because we're going to watch this Auburn-Oklahoma matchup.
Yeah, I'm just devastated. Shout out. Yeah, we'll be right back. Mr. Sip, he just gifted five real quick. Shane Cooked, Jason, whoever, who is a Hog fan. I think he's saying whoever, just anyone, whoever, not Sam Pittman. Jay Paul, David Reeve, and Todd.
Welcome to the family.
So we're going to shut this down. Fire Sam Pittman to hell with all of Memphis. I don't give a shit. They ain't going to the playoffs, Shane. That was ridiculous. Ed Orgeron to Arkansas. Ain't that the song?
Fired in Memphis. Oh, no, that's walking.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.